Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. So you're cruising down the midway at the state fair. You and your fam and friends are laughing, funning around, having a great time. You're all hot, thirsty, starving. You smell the sausages and the burgers. You hear the fries sizzling, calling out to you, "Eat me, eat me." Then somebody walks by with that incredible round thing, and you remember how great it tasted last summer. Crunchy, greasy, hot, sweet. Without even thinking, you say, "Hey, where'd you get that?" Mouth full, he gives a head flick and mumbles, "Over there, they're great." And you haven't had one for a year, but your doc's stick-in-the-mud voice in your head says, "Your cholesterol's too high." "But I'm only 40. I haven't had a heart attack." "Yeah, sure, I'm a little squishy where flat and ripped would be great, but pretty good for having gone over the big 4-0. I'm in good shape." 2 seconds later, you're looking at the cute kid behind the counter, smiling in your eyes. Your bud, 20 in hand, says, "How many of the bloomin' things do we want? You ate almost a whole one yourself last year, big boy," and pats your gut. "Tire a little flat, isn't it?" "Sure, Dad died of a heart attack, but not until he was 70. Why worry now?" You had a plan before you came to eat good stuff, stay away from the junk. Well, onions are vegetables. What do you do? Hold up your index and middle fingers in a V. Do it with me now, for real. When you get to the fair, do it in your head so you don't look too weird. This is your fork in the road. The moment of choice that makes your life healthy or not is the base of the V. Win this one, and you'll be stronger next time, and might decide to win that one too. Index finger points to the automatic, the reflex, the old habit triggered by the memory, smell, taste, pleasure, the full belly. The middle one to some vague goal of lowering your cholesterol. You can't see that, can't taste it, hear it, smell it. You got to make it real. And we don't fear things years down the road. We make our habit choices based on what we feel and know and want now in the caveman brain. Unless we remind ourselves of our long-term goals and make a real judgment and a real choice. Unless we interrupt the old and connect to something we really want now. So make the fight a fair one. Put some punch behind the reality of high cholesterol and heart attacks. Here's my image when I'm choosing French fries or mandarin orange salad. Try it yourself. Imagine all that grease on the bloomin' thing moving into your bloodstream, congealing into fatty blobs that block your arteries. You see the blobs get bigger with each bite. Then one big blob breaks free and speeds down the tubes to your heart, and you see the space is too narrow. It can't get through. The blood pressure starts to build up. You feel a crushing weight and grab your chest with both hands, but there's nothing to hold on to. Your vision fades. You're falling but can't do a thing. You hear your wife scream your name. Your kids are crying. "No thanks. I'm going to get myself some of that great roasted corn we just walked by and a beer, a really cold, healthy, tasty, dark one." Your anxiety drops a few seconds later. On the way over, you decide to try the corn without the butter. You can feel the hot ear in your hands, taste the sweet and the crunchy. Decide to have another one because it's just got a few calories, and the yellow means there's great stuff called flavor something that you heard helps you live longer, to see your grandkids born and laugh and sit on your lap and give you a hug. Don't forget the baked potato for a buck in the sand sculpture building. Try it with lemon, some salt and pepper, and a lemonade from Real's Lemons. There's that yellow again. This is Dr. Rich O'Neill with Checkup from the Neck Up. Thanks for listening. See you at the corn stand.